Tributes have poured into Facebook mourning the loss of a White Horse woman. Shawn LeBeau, also known to community members as Shawn Lamb, was found 2 nights ago after a search by relatives, friends, community members, and officials. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe law enforcement says Lamb was found deceased east of Timberlake late Tuesday evening. She had been missing since Saturday the 17th. There has been no official word on her cause of death. A ruling by the Supreme Court threatens tribal sovereignty, say tribal officials. Indigenous leaders called on Congress to reverse the Supreme Court ruling that expands the state's ability to prosecute crimes on tribal lands. Witnesses told the House Natural Resources Subcommittee Tuesday that the Castro Huerta ruling trampled on 200 years of legal precedent and tribal jurisdiction, in addition to making it harder for them to pursue cases of domestic violence or missing and murdered Indigenous people. A judge in Minnesota has ruled that sheriff's officials had no right to block access to a camp set up in opposition to the Enbridge 3 oil pipeline. In an order Tuesday, Hubbard County District Judge Jana Ousted ruled the pipeline protesters were using a private driveway, not a county trail, to access Camp Namawag near Monaga. In June 2021, Hubbard County Sheriff Corey Ox served notice on American Indian activist Winona LaDuke and Tara Hauska, who manages the site, that the road to the camp was a county-owned trail, which would be barricaded and that those who drove on it would be arrested. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.